your need, all that stuff on one side. On the other side, I ask you to write down dreams, visions, desires, hopes for the future. If you didn't do it today, raise your hand so Richard can bring you a piece of paper. I want you just to guess on both sides, because we're going to anoint you as couples today, and as individuals. If you're single today, there is going to be something that happens. I have been so excited all week about this. God is doing something in our finances. We've already seen it with the church. We've seen the outpouring of the fullness of God in our finances as a church. But you know what? God doesn't just dump on the church. He dumps on the church. And you realize you are the church, right? This physical building is a building. It's not who he resonates in. He resonates and dwells in us, right? So we are the church. And I can tell you as your pastors that we are seeing an influx in our finances. And a lot of times that's what happens, is it will start on the top and it just flows all the way down through the whole body. So when we pray for you today, I want you to literally get a vision that when we pray, there is a connecting point that's going to happen. That when we lay our hands on you, the Bible says that you should not lay hands on people just randomly. It's a powerful thing when someone lays hands on you and prays for you. And today, as we do that, I want you to just be expecting. I don't want you to walk out of here and go, oh, ho-hum, it's the same thing this normal week. No, I want you to go into this week looking for the miracles, looking for the breakthroughs that God has, because we are driving someplace, right? We're not sitting in our driveways. We're not just giving to just sit there and turn on the car and stay in one place. We are going somewhere in our finances. And part of that going somewhere is this today. After we get done praying for you, I want you to keep your pieces of paper, okay? Because I want you to keep them, put them someplace safe, maybe tape them inside your Bible or something. And if you need to go home and elaborate on what you wanted to say, go home and elaborate. But I want you to keep this because I want to challenge us as a church body to see where we are a year from now, to see how many of those things on the debt side are gone, to see how many things on the dreams and the visions are in our lives. It's not up to us, is it? Our job is to what? Just to give, to trust, to believe. Who brings the blessing? Our dad. Our Heavenly Father does. I am praying and believing that just like Richard, it's not going to be increased work for us. I'm believing he is going to just bless exceedingly and abundantly above, because time is short. You realize that, right? And there is a world out there that is hurting. And even this last week, I ran into two single moms who could use a place to live. They could use a house. They're living. One of them's living in an attic in someone's house with her kids. And I just thought, something is wrong with that. You know, she's trying, she's working, doing the best that she can. I am like, Jesus, I'll be the one. Give it to me. I'll be faithful. And I was sharing yesterday that it's not a fairy tale. I'm not telling you something that is like, oh yeah, well, is this really going to work? We were challenged several years ago by a pastor to do a similar type of thing, to write down all of our needs. And I was sharing at the women's thing yesterday that our needs were so long that it was overwhelming. I'm like, oh, do I really want to write all this down? It just overwhelms me. But when I did it this week, there were three things. And one of those is our mortgage. And nothing has changed in our lives other than Jesus. I'm here as a living testimony to tell you, God is able. And I believe the next time we do this, there ain't going to be one thing on this side that I'm going to be able to say, this is what God has done, and this is what we are doing for the kingdom of God. Because sometimes we confine ourselves to giving to missions and to tithes and offerings, and that's true. But giving goes so far beyond that. I know that if I could walk up to this one mom and say, I'm going to put you in an apartment and I'm going to pay for the first 6 months so you can save up, she would be at this church the next Sunday. because no one else is helping. And we've done a few little things for her, but they're so minute compared to what I would love to do. And that's what I'm saying today. There is a world that's hurting, and the government doesn't have an issue. They don't have a result. They don't have an answer anymore. But guess what? We can be that answer. Because of what Jesus did for us, we can be that for them. And say, okay, now your turn. You go do that thing. I challenge two things this week. I challenge for you to write down on the piece of paper the debts and the promises, the visions you want to see. And the second thing that I challenged was I challenge you to give forward. Do you remember that? To give forward to someone else this week. I pray you did. Because there is something supernatural that's going to happen today if you did that. Supernatural. Because the Lord shared it with us as a body last week. And we're going to give forward and we're going to watch God do something awesome. Are you ready? I'm so ready. So what we're going to do is I just want you to stay in your seats. I just want you praying. And one family at a time, we're going to call you up. And we want to pray over you. Or one individual, however it is, I want you to come up. So we're just going to kind of take this time and just be praying as families. If you're here as a family, be praying together over the lists. And then as we call you up, we'll come up. And it's going to take a little longer, but you know what? Longer's good some Sundays. Because God's going to do some stuff, right? So is it good to be in church? Aren't you glad we follow instructions? Because that's the thing with the Lord. If we'll just listen and we'll be obedient, then he does his part. And there's such a blessing that comes out of being obedient. So, awesome.
Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's just thank him today. Lord, we thank you today for everything that you're doing, everything you have yet to do, everything you've already done. And we just give you the praise for it in Jesus' mighty name. I just feel like lingering here for, you know, a couple minutes. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Lindsay, are your hands sore? Can you get back up there and keep playing? Amen. Glory to God. Let's just spend a few minutes in prayer today. Is that a good thing to do? As a body, corporately? Pray in the Spirit. Speak praises to God. If you want to get up and walk around the room, if you want to kneel down, if you just want to have a seat, if you want to stand, whatever you want to do. Hallelujah. I just feel like kind of camping out here for a few. Jesus' name. Just say the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I think we've got a Father that understands, you know, everything. And one of the things that I enjoy so much is taking road trips, just hitting the road with the family. And sometimes, you know, you get so focused on the destination and where you're going that you forget to enjoy the journey. And I just think that there's places in our Heavenly Father where he just likes to pull over and look at stuff, you know? But yeah, Jesus, we're supposed to get here. We're supposed to get here. Well, wait a second. Let's pull over and you've never seen this before. Take some pictures, you know? Walk around. Stretch your legs. There are things in the Spirit and with God that we don't want to miss just because we're, you know, on a laser beam focus to wherever he's taking us. Amen. Let's just abide in his presence right now and Let's just begin to pray in the Spirit. Glory to your name, God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Praise, 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 praise the Lord. Kole ke shato neve mando shatanda de de. Kole neva mandana. Thank you, Jesus. Just receive everything He has for you today. Just say, Lord, I receive it. I receive it all. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Baki shanto nove mano. Shela lave beketana kushetano gena. Glory, glory, glory. Chokela lava baku de shito do konde shitana de. Kila lovo mo shitana. Shila lava mo shitana ketane. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kole de fi bashito de kinda. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just pray from your spirit. Pray from your spirit. When we pray from our spirits, we're praying mysteries. We're praying out ahead. Angels are receiving instructions while we pray in the Spirit. Bodies are being healed while we pray in the Spirit. Preventative measures are being taken for future issues that the enemy would plan to kill, steal, and destroy. Prevention is being taken in those areas while we pray in the Spirit. Kole vi bashotone kitone kitanane. Kole vi bashotone kitane. Broken hearts are being mended while we pray in the Spirit. Ko shete nando shitanane. Ke la la no no. People that are lost are being drawn to Jesus and opening up to Him while we pray in the Spirit. Kole shita la vimbando konde, shala la vimbando. Finances and financial opportunities and business ideas and ministry ideas are coming while we pray in the Spirit. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. The enemy's plans fall while we lift up the name of Jesus. The enemy's plans fall while we lift up the name of Jesus. Ko she tala ne ko she tanda de. Ko le ne ne ke shonto. All darkness is turned to light while we lift up the name of Jesus. Ko she tala vambo ko ne she tanda do. Ko jivamba shinando ki la lavo me de. Darkness is turning to day. Darkness is turning to light. In the name and by the blood of Jesus, as we pray in the Spirit and praise His wonderful name, glory to Your name, Jesus. Glory to Your name, Jesus. Thank You for healing our bodies, Lord. Just begin to thank Him. There's such power in thanksgiving and praise. Oh, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You for Your Spirit. Thank You, Father, for sending Jesus to die for our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank You for sending us the Holy Spirit to fill us up today. We are people who are open to being filled, filled, filled with Your Spirit, God. Konde shilando, shalalevi barando shetane, koshitaba makitondo koshitalanane. Glory, 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 glory. I am springing traps of the enemy as you pray, our God would say. As you pray, I am springing traps of the enemy in the name of Jesus. God, we pray over our troops, our military, all over the world, that Your peace would surround them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray over the nation of Israel, Lord, as they're in this holy time, Lord God, of seeking Your face and making sure they're right with You, Lord. I pray, Jesus, for Israel, that they would recognize their Messiah, Jesus, has come. That their Messiah, Jesus, has come. That their Messiah, Jesus, has come. In Jesus' mighty name. That, Lord, that they do not need to continue to cry out and repent and tear their clothing and grieve, Lord God, over past sins, Lord, that they would recognize that Jesus, their Messiah, has come, that He has paid once and for all the sacrifice of all sin, Lord God. Oh, thank You, Jesus. 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 Ko she la la va mo she tande kinto. Ke ra va bo sha tale vi bandondo. Glory, 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 glory. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Kishoto bema kone ya roko shita de de. Ke la tonde. I hear the Lord saying, do not worry about tomorrow. Do not worry about your future, He would say. Just simply connect with Me today. Just live with Me now. Follow Me today. Stay one with Me today. Do not worry about tomorrow. Hallelujah. He would say, do not worry about your kids. Don't worry about your grandkids. For You are the doorway for Me to have access to them. They might seem like they're running away and resisting, but they belong to Me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. We just commit our kids to You, Jesus. We commit our children and any grandchildren and give You the praise, Lord God. Kishoto vina, kishoto ne de ne kenda ne. Kole ne ven bishondo ne kenda na na. Kole shita lande. Praise You, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Kole nek shitonde kilo loko shitana nandondo. Kila lindo shotondo. He would remind us to reject the voice of the enemy. Do not listen or entertain his ideas or his thoughts or his words. For your enemy would say things like this to you. You're doing terribly. Why don't you just quit? You are a failure. How dare you come in here and act like a Christian? Oh, we just need to laugh at our enemy. The Lord would say, you just need to laugh out loud, LOL, at the devil. LOL at the devil. For he is a liar. He will say things to tear you down. I will say things, the Lord would remind us, that will build you up. This is how you can know the difference between his voice and my voice. Of course, look to my word. Of course. But if a word comes to your mind that would tear you down, reject it, says your God. Even if it seems true, even if there is some flavor of fact involved, he would remind you that he is your advocate. And in a court of law, the defense attorney looks at the defendant and says, "Only say what I tell you." Even if the prosecutor, who that's the devil, he's the one that comes to accuse you. He'll bring facts, he'll bring evidence against you to run you down, to condemn you, to judge you, and he'll plead his case before the court. But the Lord would remind you, I'm your advocate, and my Father happens to be the judge. Just say what I tell you to say. And your enemy would come before the judge and say, look at what he's done. Look at what she's done. Look at who they are. Look at their lack. Look at their failures. Look at their this, their sins, their whatever. And then I will approach the judge. The Lord would remind you and say, Father, I present to you my blood. And the Father will look at the... And the Father, the judge, looks over at the accuser with a smirk on his face. Takes the gavel out, slams it down on the desk and says, case dismissed. Innocent. Guiltless. Faultless. Case dismissed. We're throwing out this case. We have no recollection. And the enemy would say, well, I've got video. I've got audio. And he'll run them and they're blank. Erased. And the entire courtroom will begin to mock and jeer him and laugh at him. Laugh him right out of the court. And you are a free son or daughter of God. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank him. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for us. We thank you for your blood, for cleansing us of all unrighteousness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Praise God. Everybody stand on your feet this afternoon. We're gonna go ahead and dismiss. pray and just rejoice in the Lord today. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we thank you today. Everybody, pray this after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I thank you that I'm forgiven. I thank you that I am innocent by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for filling me with your Spirit, the Spirit of love, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. You are dismissed. Have a blessed and wonderful day.